The Magnifier, Issue 112, July through September 2018. I renewed my license, but is it safe to drive? By Dan Roberts from MD Support. This month, the DMV renewed my license for another 4 years. I passed their very basic eye exam, so they decided that my vision was good enough to allow me to take the wheel. But wait, they didn't ask me about my retinal disease, which could take away my remaining functional vision before my next renewal. Nor did they ask about my poor night vision, serious problems with glare, and low contrast sensitivity. And they didn't ask about the times I've had close calls due to blind spots in my visual field. Nope, they decided I could safely negotiate the highways with drunks, druggies, neurotics, and sleep-deprived drivers all speeding less than 10 feet apart on the way to places they just have to be, no matter what the cost. Do they really want to add me to that mix? So I decided to continue being one less impaired driver. My shiny new license will remain safely tucked away behind my Medicare and AARP membership cards. It was a tough decision, but someone had to make it. I appreciate the DMV's trust in me, but now the only way I'm going to meet others on the road is as that guy waving at them from the passenger seat. A letter from Liz. Let's all go to the movies. As of June 2, 2018, the law requires that audio description for the blind and visually impaired be made available by all digital first-run movie theaters. Almost all applicable theaters have complied, and others are in the process of converting to digital and upgrading to include description equipment. The federal government defines audio description as narration added to the soundtrack to describe important visual details that cannot be understood from the main soundtrack alone. Wearing headsets provided by the theater, the listener hears spoken information about actions, characters, scene changes, on-screen text, and other visual content. The narrations are usually added during existing pauses in dialogue. Audio description technology has been randomly available since the 1990s for various live plays, movies, television shows, and DVDs. But this is the first time the service has been actually required by law in movie theaters. Some companies like Cinemark, AMC, and Regal have been offering accessible movies, but others have been late getting on the boat. This resistance partially motivated the amendment to the Americans with Disabilities Act that led to the Justice Department signing it into law in late 2016, finally taking effect this past June. What are your highest priorities regarding AMD research? 4i health stakeholder groups have come together to help define the focus of research in age-related macular degeneration. Their purpose was to prioritize clinical questions important for researchers to answer when developing clinical practice guidelines and identifying treatment outcomes important to patients. Patients in the initiative included healthcare professionals and input from patients like you from the American Academy of Ophthalmology, American Society of Retinal Specialists, Atlantic Coast Retinal Conference, and the Macular Degeneration Support Community. Between January 2015 and January 2017, healthcare participants decided upon and assessed 17 highly important clinical questions and rated 12 of 17 questions as high priority for researchers to answer. MD support members assessed those same questions and identified 6 research outcomes as most important to them. They are: 1, the development of choroidal neovascularization; 2, development of advanced dry AMD, such as geographic atrophy; 3, retinal hemorrhage; 4, the gain of vision; 5, slowing vision loss; and 6, serious ocular events such as retinal detachment. This investigation may help to best allocate limited resources for research associated with the treatment of age-related macular degeneration. Consideration of these patient-important outcomes may help to guide clinical care and future areas of research. The project was conducted under the auspices of the Department of Epidemiology, John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, Baltimore, Maryland, and the abstract is published on the JAMA, J-A-M-A, ophthalmology website. That All May Read, submitted by Joseph Fontenot, M.D., Medical Director of the Community Services for Vision Rehabilitation in Mobile, Alabama. That All May Read is the motto of the Talking Books Program of the National Library Service, known as NLS, National Library Service. Who is eligible for this free service? The NLS states that any resident of the United States or American citizen living abroad who is unable to read or use regular print materials as a result of temporary or permanent visual or physical limitations may receive service through NLS. The service is free to those who cannot read normal size print without difficulty. You do not need to be blind, but simply not be able to read normally, even with corrective lenses. History of the Talking Book Program. In 1931, Congress authorized establishment of the National Library Service for the blind and physically handicapped under the direction of the Library of Congress. Initially, these were embossed or braille books. Shortly thereafter, phonograph records and cassettes were offered. The program was an immediate success and today has over 400,000 users, more than 200,000 books, and 55 regional libraries. The majority of users, about 85%, have vision loss. In 1947, the first machines for talking books were developed. So how does it work? The current standard player is small, lightweight, and easy to use, even by those with total blindness, tremor, or other physical limitations. Small cartridges arrive by mail in either red or blue containers. After the book or magazine is read, the cartridge is returned in the same manner at no cost to the subscriber. In addition, since 2014, Talking Books has been accessible for download using the BARD application, known as Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, B-A-R-D. This free service allows downloads from the Talking Books catalog to your computer, the Talking Books player, an iPad, a Kindle, or your smartphone. This has greatly increased Talking Books mobility and ease of use. So how do I get Talking Books? An application must be submitted by mail or electronically, along with certification of your need from a medical professional, like an ophthalmologist, optometrist, or rehabilitation specialist. to receive support and obtain a form, locate your closest NLS program by calling 888-657-7323 or visit the Library of Congress website. Are there other audiobook services available? Yes. In fact, there are many. They include services such as Bookshare, Audible, Playster, and Spotlight Gateway. Some serve special areas of interest and provide the ability to download materials. So what makes Talking Books unique? Well, one, it does not require computer literacy or an internet connection. Two, it is free in all respects. Three, designed for those with vision and physical limitations. Four, the basic player is durable and accessible. So as a summary, no matter what your age, technical ability, or computer literacy, all who are visually impaired should try the National Library Services Talking Books program. You will be happy you did. Port Delivery System, referred to here as PDS, is unveiled for wet AMD. Genentech has announced positive top-line results from a Phase 2 study of its port delivery system with Lucentis in people with wet AMD. The refillable eye implant, which is slightly longer than a grain of rice, is designed to allow people with AMD to go several months without needing to visit their ophthalmologist. If the PDS is successful, it could have a major impact on the way we treat people with AMD, said Carl D. Ruggillo, MD, FACS, investigator for the latter study. Quote, I believe that more consistent treatment could allow for better long-term vision outcomes in clinical practice, unquote. The current standard for care for wet AMD can be burdensome because it requires patients to visit their ophthalmologist as often as monthly for eye injections of anti-vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, therapy to help maintain vision gains and or prevent vision loss. That completes the magnifier, issue number 112.